Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Wednesday edition. You know what day it is. You know the time. You know the place. We're at WRHI. The time is Wanted Wednesday. 64 degrees out there. We're going to learn what you shouldn't be doing, what you shouldn't steal on this Wednesday edition of Wanted Wednesday. Thus the name Wednesday and Wanted, two W's. We're going to find out what not to steal. Of course, with our very own Trent Ferris. Works for the Sheriff's Department, you know, York County.
I have a quick question about that. What? And the performance here, is this after the intro, is this where all the lights go down and there's just one spotlight on you and you're doing this monologue?
Yep.
Yes!
You totally have been to the theme park. You know the formula. That's right. The big production opening number and then the one single spotlight. And it's me and the mic.
There you go.
And I am setting the stage for you. To spotlight shine on stage left.
Oh, my goodness.
Trent
Ferris. We've got this. We're getting this down.
We are going to put together a whole production.
We need a little bit of rehearsal space.
Are y'all taking notes?
Next door, rehearsal space. Meet me there. Let's see, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. We'll be finished by 6.
I'll be in Charleston.
Oh, okay, well. That's the problem.
I'll still be there.
That's the problem. Yeah. So we are going to get our list of things we need donated. And yeah. When are we ready? Broadway nights.
Yeah, it's in
Wanted
April.
Wanted Wednesday.
I'll have you all day long for sure.
Well, we can do this.
It is Wanted Wednesday, and we certainly always have a lot of fun with that intro music. But as we always like to say, the crimes are nothing to laugh at.
Nope.
But an extra set of eyes, you know, maybe if you listen closely, you might be able to crack a case to help law enforcement. And Trent, we're going to start with school, and someone broke into a school building.
Oh, there are three places in which you should not steal from. A church.
Yep.
A school.
Yep.
And the YMCA.
Yep.
So there
we
you
got
go.
Two out of the three in today's
We got all
edition.
Three.
All three?
All three today.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, let's start with school first.
Okay.
Because, I mean, where people are on the way to school right now. Sometime overnight on September 11th through the 12th, the storage building of the Clover Middle School baseball field was broken into. A roll-up door was torn down. We saw a picture of it. I mean, it was just ripped off the hinges. I mean, of the roll-down hinges, I guess. And then the red Toro Groundmaster turf mower with multiple cutting decks, valued at $15,000, was stolen.
Y'all, come on. These schools are barely getting by.
Football field, baseball field, school. I mean, that is a necessary piece of equipment for
schools
to have.
Are basically trying to get through day to day. They don't have a lot of money coming in. Doing this just sets them back even further, and it hurts the kids.
Well, guess who pays for it?
Yeah, we do.
Hello.
Yeah. And it's not just one of those, you know, your zero turns or the John Deere green. This is a specific turf-cutting lawnmower. And
I take this personal.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. So
it really is.
If anybody says, hey, I got this new lawnmower, check it out, that might be your first clue to call Crime Stoppers.
Especially at that price.
All right, we're going to move right along to the YMCA. We briefly talked about this yesterday because I saw someone post it on Facebook, but give us more details, please.
Well, it's amazing that people would still cut off catalytic converters off of cars with all the new laws that are in place here in South Carolina. Basically, now, if you have a catalytic converter, a cut-off catalytic converter in your possession, you have to have written permission that you have cut off that catalytic converter. You have to have the VIN number of that catalytic, all the numbers and everything that goes with that catalytic converter to prove that, hey, the owner of the vehicle in which I took this from says I could take it and go back and sell it to someone else. If you don't have all that documentation, you're going to get in trouble. Mm. And people are still cutting off catalytic converters of cars. So on the night of September 12th, four catalytic converters were cut off from buses at the back parking lot of the YMCA at 5485 Charlotte Highway up there in Clover. The replacement and maintenance of the parts would total approximately $8,000. And the suspect drove a white two-door car with an unknown tag. And we're working on to get some video of this. We don't have it yet, but we'll have it on our hopefully have it on our social media pages soon. But we're still investigating. So if you see anybody running around with catalytic converters in the back of their truck or car or whatever,
what they look like? Yeah, I don't even know what it looks like. How?
It is
a box with wires coming out of it.
Pretty much. I mean, I want to say it's more of like a it's an oval shape. It goes to your exhaust system. And it's an oval pill shaped piece, and on the end of it has pipes.
Oh, okay, so it's
each end has a pipe, and it's an oval shaped kind of pill shaped kind of device, and they're all different from different cars and manufacturers and everything.
Your
like
homework
that.
Tonight is to get underneath your vehicle.
I see. I'll be googling
and take a picture of it.
That's a
so your muffler. It's kind of like in the muffler system there. You know, find your muffler, work your way back into the car.
Can you drive a car without one?
It's you really loud. Can, but it is super loud. Mm. You can get it to your mechanic to, you know, get fixed.
Okay.
But you wouldn't want to drive around with it, and it's part of the exhaust system, so you're making a stink all over the place.
Okay.
And then here we go again at the church this time, number three. Between September 10th and the 13th, an unknown suspect went to Bethesda Presbyterian Church at 4858 McConnell's Highway and cut off the what? Catalytic converter off the church bus. The damage was estimated to be $2,500, and the catalytic converter was valued at $1,500. So school, YMCA, and church.
Wish we could set up some kind of like shock. You know, like if you tried to disconnect it, you had to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it works for retail. You don't steal a shirt if you think the ink is going to explode on you.
Good point. Or money.
Couldn't there
if you
be
open
something?
The bag.
Yeah.
That's your Shark Tank idea, Patty.
Well, that's there just the go. Idea. Who's going to invent it? Where's the prototype?
That's true.
Oh, you know, like, oh, I just took your picture.
I mean, people, and that's and the best way emailed. We do is, like, you know, put cameras around your buses. Hybrid cars are usually targets. More cars now have the metals inside the catalytic converters are what these thieves are targeting. It's platinum, rhodium, and palladium. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they melt it all down, get those precious metals out, and sell the precious metals. It's thousands of dollars worth of damage for maybe a couple hundred bucks worth of profit for them, I guess.
And then, Trent, am I reading this last case correctly? Rock Hill police officers are looking for a group of people who stole an ambulance chassis?
Chassis. Yeah. So,
how do you steal that?
You'll think it's basically the truck without the truck bed.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what I'm picturing.
The front truck portion and the back is nothing but the wheels and what you would put the box on. Does that make sense?
I just know that when I
really
was like 11 years old, having Christmas at Grandma's house, one of my aunts gave me a nightshirt that said "Classy Chassis." And I didn't know what that meant.
So that,
thank
you.
I appreciate the things we learned. It's true. I think it was Jill.
This chassis, okay. Patty. This classy chassis, Patty. Oh, my Lord. It's basically the ambulance without the back. So the common eye would look like a truck without the truck bed. So if anybody sees the front portion of an ambulance driving around.
That's not
it happened back on August 26th, and there's really good video that Rock Hill PD put out on their Facebook and Twitter pages, and we retweeted it on the Crime Stoppers Twitter page. Mm-hmm. So if you go look at it, I mean, you can see that it's a group of people, and they're got a car there, and they're muddling around, and they go in front of this camera back and forth, and the last few seconds of the video, you see them driving off with the ambulance chassis. Mm.
What's the market for something like that?
I don't know. I mean,
are they just going to take it out to the junkyard and ride around on it.
If you can come up with that, Patty, figure out why thieves do what they do.
Okay. Yeah.
That's your Shark Tank idea.
Okay. Well, this gave me a lot to work with.
There you go. All right, Trent, as always, where do people need to go for Wanted Wednesday?
CrimeStoppersOfYorkCounty.com online. And when you go there, you can click on the submit tip icon. That'll get you to the P3 Tips app. And if you have a phone and you don't have time to get on your laptop, download the P3 Tips app onto your phone or your iPhone and the other phones out there. It's a P3 Tips app, and you can submit any information right there, completely anonymous. And if your tip leads to an arrest, you can earn a reward. Cash money.
Money. Trent, as always, we appreciate it. Trent Ferris, the Public Information Officer for the York County Sheriff's Office.